Do you think a ghost story that's at least 100 years old could scare you? Jeff G. Rack, Paul Millay, and Jonathan Josephson are, as a matter of fact, going to do their absolute best to make sure that three stories, 100 years and older, can scare you. Jeff, Paul, and Jonathan are co-artistic directors of Unbound Productions. They're the co-creators of the Wicked Lit Halloween Theater Festival. Now, I know it's after Halloween, but this year's festival has been extended through next Sunday, November 10th. What Wicked Lit is, it's a program of dramatized classic ghost stories. It's become a Halloween tradition locally since it started in 2009. And Jeff, Paul, and Jonathan each choose a classic horror story and adapt it not for the stage, but for the Mountain View Cemetery and Mausoleum, where they give interactive Wicked Lit performances. Paul talked about the process by which he chose his classic vampire story, Wake Not the Dead, for inclusion in this year's program.
It actually came about in steps. It was the last show that we chose for this current season, and we knew that Jeff was going to adapt The Dead Smile and that Jonathan had already adapted Count Magnus. And we also knew where they were going to be staged. Both of those pieces were written in specific areas of the mausoleum property in mind. But neither one of those pieces were going to use the cemetery. And so, you know, part of the big draw with Mountain View is actually, you know, being in the cemetery for one of the shows. And at that point, we didn't have a cemetery show. So, you know, my play had not been chosen yet. So it was, you know, obviously I started looking for cemetery pieces, you know, stories that would be set in the cemetery that I would be able to adapt and set at Mountain View. And I was having trouble. You know, I'd read a number of stories, but, you know, there were a number of interesting stories, but something that really resonated with me, I was having a hard time finding it. Then, as I continued to read these classic cemetery pieces, and the idea of maybe embracing the vampire lore might be something to explore, because we had never worked with vampires. We'd never had vampires in the show before, and vampires and cemeteries kind of go hand in hand. So I started to shift my focus and started to look at stories and read stories that were vampire related and had vampire was the central figure. And obviously there are the novels such as Bram Stoker's Dracula, and there's a number of short stories from the 19th century that feature vampires in various forms. Along the lines of reading these vampire stories, I discovered Wake Not the Dead. I was not familiar with the story at all, and I discovered it online and read the text and became very intrigued by it from the very beginning of the story. I found it very fascinating. And the more I read the piece, the more I realized, wow, this piece really resonates. And there is a cemetery that's central to the story. So there you go. You have the central location, which is a cemetery, and you have a vampire character, which is very fascinating. So after a lot of reading, after going through this whole process of what is my story going to be and how do I set it in the cemetery, I found Wake Not the Dead and realized that this was the story I was interested in adapting. And so that was how I came to it, and that's what led me to adapt that story and to write the play that we're producing in the cemetery this year. So there you go.
What are some of your challenges as a writer when you start with a vampire story that was published in 1800 and now you have to make it relevant for a 21st century audience?
That's a good question. The interesting thing about it is that the story was published in 1800, and yet the central conflict in the story and the central theme of the story is so present today. And it's basically centered around obsession. And people in 1800 would obsess over members of the opposite sex that they were attracted to. And obviously, it's still going on today. It's part of human nature. And so in that regard, the story really has a timeless quality about it. It's about a man who is obsessed over this woman who he was in love with, who passed away. And his obsession is so great that he makes a deal with the devil in my play to raise her from the grave. And of course, when that happens, she is no longer a mortal woman. She is a vampire. And he's willing to give up his family. He's willing to give up his current wife. He's willing to give up anything because of his obsession with this woman. And so, you know, it's very much a timeless theme, you know, the idea of obsession and being obsessed with someone. So an obsession so great that you're willing to give up anything and everything in your life to have it. And so in that regard, Wake Not the Dead is very much a timeless type of story.
This one's going to be a spine tingler. I admit that did wind up being my favorite. Jeff, what do you feel that students can learn, anybody that wants to be in theater as you are professionally, from your experience with Wicked Lit?
What I would like them to walk away with, and we've gotten this a lot when we go into schools and do the reading series and do the readings of these pieces, and nothing thrills me more than to have a student or students say that, wow, that makes me want to go and read that story. You know, so I mean, if we can, you know, get them back to the literature, the source literature of the work, that's really exciting to me. And in terms of theater and doing it, you know, people ask, well, how do you do this? How do I get into this? And how do I, you know, I'm interested. And to see their curiosity peaked and their interest peaked to where, you know, some of those people might go off and, you know, do theater, do film, become writers or directors. Because I know when I was younger, there were certain people that came through my life or things that I saw that obviously, you know, we're all inspired by things and people that, you know, send you off in whatever that direction is. And for me, it was, you know, theater and film and writing really is the crux of it. So hopefully when they come and see it, it's like Rod Serling's Twilight Zone for me. When I watched that show, I was like, and realized that this man who was talking to me through the television set was the same man who wrote these stories, and he was telling me his stories. I said to myself, I want to do that. That's what I want to do. So, you know, maybe, hopefully, it would be great if, you know, students, hopefully they come and are inspired and say, wow, that was really cool. I'd love to do that myself. And that's the beginning of, you know, a possible career.
Meanwhile, Jonathan says there are going to be some things to keep in mind if you're planning on attending your first Wicked Lit production.
The most important part is it is a walking show. People have to be prepared to walk at least 2,000 steps. You're going to be going up and down stairs. There's grass, so no high heels. Wear comfortable walking shoes. The show goes on rain or shine, and we've had a little bit of rain. So just be prepared for that. Dress warmly with jackets. It is intended to be scary. It is a Halloween performance in a cemetery. So if you're very easily scared, but you like being scared, that's going to be fun for you. If anything spooky isn't good, it might not be the best show for you. But nothing's going to touch you. Nothing's going to, it's not Halloween Horror Nights. Nothing's going to chase you. Nothing like that. But there are horror stories of terrible things happening to people. There's blood, but there's not gore. There's theatrical violence, but there's not, you know, gun fighting or anything like that. But, you know, you've got to be up for something alternative. You've got to be ready to move. You've got to be ready to stand and walk. And just be ready to have fun. If you're open to the experience, and I tell you, most people who come really, really are, it's just a fantastically fun time.